The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
I'm back. Rudrance for Black and White Sports. Well, by now you have likely seen the repugnant and heinous footage out of Memphis involving Tyre Nichols and his demise. It was one of the worst things we've ever seen. We watched it last night over on the live stream on Black and White Network. It was awful. And I'm sure many of you were wondering exactly what LeBron James was going to say, because he has come out and he has made a comment around this whole thing. You know, at some point you hope LeBron would choose to apply whatever amount of brain cells he might possibly have and put out something that's accurate and responsible. But he didn't. And he decided to go out there and further promote a lie. This situation with Tyre Nichols absolutely was not a issue of race. It absolutely was not. And to say it was, which many of the left-stream media pundits are doing today, is just factually inaccurate and irresponsible. So, of course, LeBron James is going to co-sign that right away, right? Let's get to this. This is OutKick. LeBron James reacts to release of graphic Tyre Nichols police encounter video. The body cam footage of Tyre Nichols police encounter was released Friday night. The footage is graphic and disturbing and shows Nichols being beaten by the police officers after a traffic stop. Nichols died from his injuries after spending several days in the hospital, prompting widespread outrage. And by the way, that video is all over the place. We're not going to show it. After the release, LeBron James reacted with several tweets about Nichols and the incident. Now, somebody named Brittany Packnett Cunningham made the following statement. What's really clear about some of the reaction to the murder of Tyre Nichols is that we've failed to understand race and its construction as a systematic tool. The entire system of policing sees the black body as a problem, no matter who pulls the trigger. LeBron, of course, irresponsibly retweets this and says, too factual, when that is absolutely not based in fact whatsoever. And it's just an irresponsible statement for Brittany Packnett Cunningham to have made and LeBron James to have co-signed. This had nothing to do with race. These officers were, in fact, black. Now, CNN and Van Jones went out there to say, yeah, the officers are black. But it was still, I don't know what he said, clutched and wrapped around racism or something of that nature. No, this was just the failure of policing and the follow procedures in about the worst fashion you would see. But in no way, shape, form, or fashion do I believe this guy was beaten to death because he was black. Not a chance. And I think it's so irresponsible to go out there and start that narrative. But it's lazy, and of course they did. He continued in a second tweet an hour later saying, we are our own worst enemy. Who's we? Is LeBron furthering the case for this being about race? Is that what he's saying? LeBron James' reaction to Nichols' video, virtually everyone is in agreement that the police conduct in Nichols' video was unacceptable. Absolutely. Memphis police chose to release the video late Friday evening, with sports teams and cities bracing for potential reactions to the video release. OutKick founder Clay Travis described the footage as awful, and it felt very personal. It absolutely did. I mean, it felt like this entire situation was personal. I would love to understand and know what happened prior to everything we saw. It seemed like there was something personal going on between these officers and Tyree Nichols. I don't know what that would have been. I don't know if there was a previous encounter that we don't know about between the officers and him. But those officers were hyped up from the get-go. As soon as they came in contact with him, it was full steam. And they were furious right off the bat. And we just don't know why. But the one thing I can confidently say is they weren't furious because he was black. They just weren't. God, that's so irresponsible to be carrying on that statement at this point. As in every profession, there's going to be some bad ones. Airline pilots, whatever. Firefighters, you name it. In the most honorable of all professions, there will be bad apples. Plain and simple. The five police officers involved are in fact facing murder charges. It was inexcusable, unnecessary overuse of force. But the tweet LeBron described as, quote, too factual was essentially saying black officers acted out of racism against a black victim. Their motivations for overreacting are unclear and probably will never be clear, but it's unfair to blame policing for the actions of a few individuals, no matter how distasteful and unacceptable they might have been. The local police chief, for example, called their actions, quote, heinous, reckless, and inhumane. Nichols' death was a devastating tragedy, full stop. But putting the blame on systems instead of the individuals simply isn't accurate. I agree. I believe they... I can't even go out there and say this is a training issue, although somebody did bring up the fact that they're not able to put a knee on somebody anymore or grab them around the neck, and they were trying to use all their little goodies and things, their tasers and their all this other stuff last night. You know, they had some guys on Fox, some police officers, and they was like, this from a training standpoint, this was a failure all the way around because police are not trained to act that way. Again, what was the motivation here? All right. It certainly wasn't skin color, I can tell you that much. And it should surprise none of us that LeBron James would go out there and start carrying on the it's about being black narrative. Again, the officers are black, you idiot. Tell me what you think. Black and White Sports supporters, peace. I'm out. Till next time.
Black and White Network supporters, make sure you go over and check out the Black and White Network merchandise store. 25% off USA First. 25% off USA First. Go now.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.